Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from John chapter 13 through 15 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We're giving thanks and glory to God. Hallelujah. For awakening us on this morning. This is the Lord's day. Amen. I hope you're getting ready to go into a house of prayer, a house of worship, and to give God all the accolades, amen, that is due him. Amen. Because there is no way that we could possibly, amen, praise him enough for the things that he has done. God has been gracious. He has been true and he has been faithful. Amen. And he continues to do the same thing throughout the earth. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust, giving the unjust another opportunity on each day to come into this relationship, to come under this covering that is in Jesus Christ. Amen. We give him honor and glory today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you thanks, oh God, and giving you praise for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We acknowledge that you are the true and the living Savior, the only wise God. Amen. You are the creator of all things, and in you all things, by you all things were made. Lord God, we acknowledge that you are almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent. You are the great I am, the self-existent one. You are, oh God, our Savior, our Lord, our deliverer, our help in the time of trouble, our strength, our provision. You are the one, Lord God, that our hearts long after. Even when we don't recognize what that longing is, it's for you. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor and praise on today. We thank you, Lord God, for all things for the healing, Lord God, that is taking place right now. We thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs that are taking place right now. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for upseating every evil that's come against our purpose. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, for the legions of angels that are in the atmosphere, even right now, Lord God, to make war with the enemies of our soul and to minister to the people of God right now. We give you glory, oh God. We give you praise and we give you honor. We thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord God. Heal and deliver, Lord God. Open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding today because we need you desperately, Lord God, to move in our lives, to change things, Lord God. Oh, Lord, to bless, Lord God, and to heal. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, we give honor and glory to God. Amen. We're coming from John chapters 13 through 15 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world to his Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And the supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments. He took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for I am. If I then, your teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have
given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may know, you may believe that I am he. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, most assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask him who it was of whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, it is he whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him. For some thought, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus had said to him, buy those things we have need of for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Having received the piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night. So when he had gone out, Jesus said, now the Son of Man is glorified and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him immediately. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I have said to the Jews, where I'm going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. And Jesus answered him, will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you will know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. For the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the works' sake themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you believe me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they shall gather him and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. For I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. The world hates you. You know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, the world would have loved its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law: they hated me without cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have read and you have heard from John chapters 13 through 15. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his, most of all doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. God bless you, and God keep you. God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Today is the Lord's day, and the Lord is beckoning unto you to come. Amen. Jesus is soon to come back, amen, to receive his church. You want to be among them that go back with him. Amen. Renew your relationship with Jesus on today if you have fallen away. And if you have not accepted, amen, this relationship with the Lord, amen, that he has offered unto us. Amen. He's taken away the sins of the world with that one big, huge sacrifice that he made. He laid down his life for each and every one of us, not having sin at all. He thrust upon himself the sins of all the world, of every human being, that is not even those that have not yet been born. All the sin of the world were thrust upon him in that moment on the cross. Amen. And he came back. Amen. He was resurrected. He got up from the grave himself. Amen. With the power of death, hell, and the grave in his hands. Amen. And with a gift for all of humanity, that we do not have to endure those things. Amen. That we could have life, and that more abundantly. The gift of God is spread before you, before your face right now. He has the door open to you in this very hour, that you might receive the gift of God right now. Amen. He wants to fill you with himself. He told the disciples that he would not leave them orphans, that he would come to them himself. The Holy Spirit, amen, has come. Amen. And he is baptizing all believers with his presence. The Comforter is here. The Paraclete, the Advocate for the people of God, it is here. It is the Spirit of God himself, that he is indwelling in each and every one of us. Amen. Receive the gift on today. Amen. When Peter rose up after having received the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, he rose up and preached among those at the Feast of Pentecost. Amen. And at the end of that first message that Peter preached, after having preached about Jesus, the one that they had crucified, they rose up and asked, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Glory to God. This is the hour for salvation, just as it was for them in that day. And Peter told them to repent, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's not just for us, he let them know, but it's for you and for your sons and your daughters and for as many, amen, as the Lord our God shall call. He is calling your name today. He knows you by name. The hairs on your head, they are numbered. Glory to God. And he is beckoning you to come, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord on today and say yes to Jesus. Amen. Begin to repent. Call on his name. He said, whosoever shall call upon my name, they shall be saved. Amen. Repent. Amen. Turn away from your wickedness. Turn away from it. To do it no more. Let the Spirit of the Lord purge you clean of your sins. Amen. And let him fill you with his presence. Amen. It's a wonderful thing, glory to God, to be filled with the presence of God. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Glory to God. We walk out in this world and we don't know what truth is a lot of the time, but the Spirit of the Lord will lead us into all truth. Glory to God. Say yes to the Lord today. Repent, amen. Be baptized and for the remission of your sins in the name of Jesus, amen, and receive the gift, even as the disciples did. They had heard all the instructions that Jesus had given, amen, and when they went, amen, to the upper room in Jerusalem, as the Lord had commanded them, to wait to be endued with power on high, they obeyed God, amen, and he filled them with his presence. Glory to God. Be filled today in the name of Jesus. Be filled in the name of Jesus with Holy Ghost power today. Be filled speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance today. Be filled in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me, amen, as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.